You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Is Brooklyn in here tonight?
What's up, fellas? This is Game Boy coming at you live again from the Game Club. For men, where real men talk about real shit. Fellas, do you have 100% trust in your girl? Do you know for sure that your woman has never fucked another dude behind your back? What? Did I hear somebody say yes? Oh, you definitely need to tune into the show today. We're going to be talking about why women lie. And we're also going to do a top 10 list on the top 10 things that women lie about. Right now, we're going to go straight into the listener emails. Y'all ready? Let's go. Today's email comes from Black and Mild from the Bronx, New York. What's up, Boogie Down? What's up, Harlem? What's up, Brooklyn, Queens, Moneymaker Manhattan, the Bricks, all of New Jersey? What's up? Game Boy got love for you. The East Coast, that's my stomping grounds right there. What up, fellas? Black and Mild writes, I've been with my girl for 6 months now. At the beginning of our relationship, I asked her how many guys she had been with, and she told me 12. But recently, we got back on the subject about sexual partners, and she told me she's been with 15 guys. What's up with that, Game Boy? Is my girl creeping on me, or is she just lying about the number of men she's been with? Black and Mild, the Bronx. Now, I almost started not to even read this email because it's so stuck on simple. But then again, you know, brothers who ask these type of questions really need help with their game. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and read this email. Now, I had a friend who was in a relationship, but she was messing with me. I was the guy on the side. So she was very candid about a lot of these questions. And what she told me is that women do not count the guy who came too fast, the guy who couldn't really get hard but still busted a nut in her, or the guy, he could even threw the dick on her that night but he didn't call her back. Women don't count those relationships, or they don't count that as a sexual partner. Women basically are only going to count the guys that they mess with for a couple of months or more. You know what I mean? They'll talk about the boyfriends they have, but they don't count those guys who hit it once or twice and disappeared. So Black and Mild, you're never going to get a true answer to this question. Just like your girl is not going to get a true answer from you. Because basically, guys will hype their number up while girls will hype their number down. Say like if a man has been with 5 to 10 women, when you ask him how many women he's been with, he'll tell you 30 to 50. If a woman has been with 30 to 50 men, when you ask her, she's going to tell you, I've been with 5 to 10 men. And the basic consensus on how this works is a man is usually comfortable with a woman's sexual past when she's been with less men than he has women. For example, if you've been with 15 women and she says she's been with 12 men, you could work with that. But if she's been with 20 men, now she's a hoe. Now you have a problem with that. But really, Black and Mild, do you really want to know how many dicks your girl has sucked? I wouldn't. I try to ask questions in the beginning of the relationship to get an idea of her sexual appetite, how often she might have had sex, but I don't want an exact number and I don't need details. So it's not a fair question for your girl to ask you, and you shouldn't ask her that bullshit either. Because any number she tells you, you're not going to believe it. And any number that she tells you that is too high, it's going to fuck with your head. You're going to have a problem with that. You're going to be thinking about that shit every time you hit it. So just don't ask the question. And we've all heard that corny shit about take the number that a woman gives you and multiply it by 3 or 4, and that's the actual number. Even though that's cliche, that shit is the truth. A woman is always going to downplay her numbers. A man is always going to escalate his. So that's just an unfair question, Black and Mild. Nobody should ask you that, and you shouldn't ask them that. Because you'll never know when you're getting the truth. So the reason that women will lie so frequently about their sexual past is because there is a double standard in our society. Men can have a high level of sexual activity or sexual partners and still maintain a respectable status in our society, while a woman is expected to have a very minimal sexual past, otherwise she's considered a hoe. As long as your girl is disease-free, I say let that sexual past stuff go. What you should be worried about is her sexual activity right now. Worry about how many dicks are currently going up in her. Dicks other than yours. Because that directly involves you. You can't do anything to change her past. So does that make a person a bad person for lying about their sexual past? No. Like I said, everybody does that. If you ask Mother Teresa about her sexual past, there's going to be about 5 dicks she's going to lie to you about. She's sweeping that shit under the rug. So thanks for the question, Black and Mild. And peace to NYC and all of New Jersey. Let me go in the closet and get my gun. It's time to fire some fucking warning shots. I feel that coming on. Hold on, y'all. Men tend to think that sex and scandals are the only thing that women will lie about. Women lie on a daily basis about little shit. They call it white lies. Women will lie about little shit just out of convenience. Because they don't feel like explaining shit to us, or they don't feel like we'll understand. So they'll lie. And many of these things have absolutely nothing to do with sex. And I hear way too frequently these guys who've been in these relationships for like a month or a year, and they tell me bullshit like, I have 100% trust in my girl. We talk about everything. She's never cheated on me. She told me so. And I just want to bitch slap you motherfuckers so bad. Unless you locked your girl in the closet and fed her bread and water, how can you say that your girl has never fucked anybody else while she's been with you? You dumb motherfucker. And even if you do lock her in the closet, there's a good chance she might fuck the doorknob while you sleep.
Oh, yeah! Oh, God! Yes!
So how can you say for sure that she's not fucking around on you? Ain't nothing guaranteed. So you never know that your girl never slept with anybody, man. Never say no dumb shit like that. And never get too comfortable to think that she won't sleep with somebody else. The fact that she told you she would never lie to you was a lie right there. She just lied her ass off right there. And the reason women do this shit is because they know us men can't handle the truth. A lot of us can't even handle the truth, so women lie to us. They try to pacify us and stay on our good side because they know if they told us the truth, we couldn't handle this shit. A lot of you always say, well, why can't women just tell us the truth? That way things will be better. But just say you were in bed, you just got through making love to your girl, or you just beat up some pussy, and your girl says to you,
you know, baby, our sex is good, but I remember when Craig used to hit this pussy. He used to beat this pussy up. Now that motherfucker can fuck. That's the best dick I ever had. But our sex is good, baby. Don't get me wrong.
Or she tells you,
you know, baby, I really love you, but your dick's kind of too small. You're not really working the middle, and you're not hitting the back like I'm used to. But baby, I love you to death. I really do. It's just that sometimes I feel like an elephant getting fucked by a mouse.
Now, your girl might be telling you the truth right there, but how are you going to take that? Are you really going to be able to accept that? That Craig is fucking your girl better than you did? Case in point. That's an example of why women might lie. To ease the male ego. And you know what's fucked up? You know when you have people that are married, or people that are in long-term relationships, you would think those two people would be the closest to each other and know everything about each other. But it actually happens that the longer that you deal with a woman, the more lies you will receive. Like I said, for many years, I played the guy on the side role. And what I noticed is that some of these women that were married or had boyfriends would introduce me to their mothers, their aunties, co-workers, friends, etc., etc., cousins. And all these people would know that I'm fucking her, except for her man, her husband. And I thought that was fucked up, because it seemed like they would be the closest two people on earth. And this guy has no idea that his wife is getting fucked and sucking dick, but the whole family does. Sometimes you're the last person to know. You're supposed to be close to your girl, but you're the last person to find shit out. So right now, we're going to talk about the top 10 things that women might lie about. Y'all ready? Let's go. Now this is going to start off with the small little white lies and work our way up to the big whopper ass lies. So we're going to start off with number 10. Number 10.
Oh yeah, I just love sports. Allen Iverson is my boy. My girl used to braid his hair. You know how them little zigzag patterns? What you know about them Chicago Bears? That's my squad right there. I can't wait till football season.
Yeah, right, Keisha. The percentage of women that actually love sports is very slim. See, women know that us men are passionate. Some of us are actually obsessed with sports. So what they're trying to do is create a bond with us so they can get to know us better. That's the equivalent like if you told a woman that you like American Idol or Desperate Housewives so you could go over to her crib and watch that bullshit with her and hopefully hit the ass after the end of the show. And you know, like a lot of you have girls and wives that make you watch that bullshit, Desperate Housewives. And man, that's some of the gayest shit on TV, man. If you're watching Desperate Housewives with your girl, man, you a bitch. Take the balls out of her purse and put them back on, motherfucker. But anyway, if a girl says that she's into sports, that's a good sign. You know she's bullshitting, but that means that she wants to get with you. She wants to get to know you better. So she wants to come over and watch the game with you and watch this shit. When she sits down with you, she don't know a damn first down from a touchdown. But guess what? You might be able to hit that ass after the game because she just wanted an excuse to get with you. You get what I'm saying? So play along with that sports bullshit, but know that it's bullshit. Because it's going to help you get pussy in the beginning, but if you deal with this woman for 3 months or more, she's going to want you to turn that game off and cuddle with her at halftime. So understand the bullshit sports game that women run. Number 9.
How your mama doing? You know, I just love your mama. That's my girl.
A lot of these chicks don't give a damn about your mother, man. What they'll do is get in cool with your mother and milk her for information. If you have one of those mothers that talks a lot or she's kind of lonely, she'll tell that chick that, you know, you used to pee on yourself until you were 12 and that you used to get your balls caught in your zipper back in high school. And all those weeks you spent building yourself up with this chick are all fucked up in one evening, man. That takes away from your player points, man. So keep some of these females away from your mother. And plus, these females know that when they have your mother's blessing, they have your blessing too. Because you value what your mother says. So they'll try to use your mother like a pawn in the game, man. Number 8.
Oh yeah, I can cook. My whole family can cook. Everybody want a piece of my chicken.
Now anytime that a woman voluntarily tells me that she loves to cook, she loves to clean, she loves sports, I know that she sees a higher value in me and she's trying to dress herself up as wifey material. I know the next time I see her, I can hit that. Now the truth is, most women can't cook worth a damn these days. They try to make you some hot dogs and end up burning the water. What you have to watch out for is the chicks who know how to cook good enough to get you hooked. See, like me, I'm a sucker for a woman that can cook. Some of these chicks know how to make 3 or 4 dishes and they'll do that in the beginning and they'll get you emotionally involved into the relationship. And once they got you hooked, now you at McDonald's and Taco Bell every damn day. They told you they loved to cook, but they were a damn lie. That was a tactic just to get you hooked. Number 7.
I was on my way home from work and I just walked out the door good and it was this dude, he was just staring me down. He was just staring. And he came running across the street, he almost got hit by a car. He came up, he was like, "Oh, you so beautiful. My name is Craig, I would love to get with you." I told him, "Please, Craig, I got a man. And you lucky too, boo, because he was fine."
Every damn woman I've ever known does this bullshit. From women who look like Holly Berry, down to women who look like a damn three-toed sloth. The reason women do this is because they're trying to boost their own stock. They're trying to let you know that you have competition out there, like guys find them beautiful, so you better hurry up and act now. Like you better make her your girl, you better make her your wife, or if you already got her, you need to step your game up and treat her right. And women feel a lot of pressure to feel pretty in our society, so this is the way she can convey that I am pretty and I am wanted. I used to puzzle me for years why chicks would do this shit. But also, if she gets a reaction out of you when she does this, the more she's gonna do it. So when she comes at you with these stories, let it go in one ear and out the other. I'm not saying that women don't get approached, but what she's doing, she's either exaggerating a story that really happened or she's totally making this shit up. This is how women boost their stock, so be aware of that. Number 6.
Baby, I wouldn't change a thing about you. I knew from the first day I met you, you were the man for me.
Bullshit. It's in a woman's DNA to totally change everything about you as a man to her liking. See, it's a woman's desire to get with a bad boy, a guy who doesn't play by any rules, and domesticate him. To have kids with him and have him at home on weekends doing yard work and house chores. That's a woman's prophecy. That's why a guy who usually treats a woman like shit can usually hang on to her for years, because the woman feels like her prophecy isn't fulfilled. She hasn't totally domesticated him and broke him down to her liking. So her job isn't done yet. The guy who usually submits to everything his girl wants will usually find himself dumped in a matter of time, because he's no longer a challenge to her. Number 5.
It ain't the float of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. As long as a man got love for me, that's all that's really important. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I could take a thing that was bigger than yours. Yours is just right.
If you believe that, let Mandingo run up in your girl tonight. See if she comes home to you tonight. Your bitch will be gone. Nah, but seriously, an interesting fact is that a woman's vagina, the pussy, when she's not excited, it's only 3 to 4 inches long. 3 to 4 inches. But when she's excited, she's sexually aroused, it's anywhere from 5 to 7 inches. And that's interesting, because a lot of fellas don't realize that. The pussy actually expands when she's sexually aroused, kind of like you expand when you're sexually aroused. And the average man overall is 6 inches. So that means physically, pretty much everybody can satisfy their girl. It has nothing to do with dick size. A lot of people don't know that your girl's vagina will actually expand or contract to fit the size of your dick. I mean, whether the guy was bigger or smaller than you before is really irrelevant. Unless you got one of those girls that got a pussy that's like raggedier than a mango seed. That bitch probably has to get stitches so you don't hear all them little squishy sounds when you're hitting the ass. Yeah, but generally, I mean, normal pussy will expand or contract to the size of your dick over a period of time. And that's a good thing to know for you small dick fuckers. See, when it comes to a man's size, what a woman values, it's kind of like what we value as men. You know, a lot of black men like a nice ass, like a nice fat ass, you know what I mean? And a lot of white guys like big boobs. But does that mean the pussy's gonna be any better? Not necessarily. However, it's still relevant, because sex is 90% psychological. So if you believe that's gonna be better sex because she has a big ass or big boobs, or a woman believes that sex is gonna be better because a guy has a bigger package, then it might be relevant. But I know, like myself, I've been with some women who weren't necessarily my body type, and it was banging pussy. So, but another interesting fact is the human female is the only animal that values dick size. The rest of the animals in the animal kingdom value the dominant male, the alpha male. They don't value dick size. You wouldn't see a polar bear being like, oh no, you ain't getting this polar bear ass with that small dick. You know, it doesn't happen in the animal kingdom like that. Number 4.
I'm not a material girl. I'm really not. Money don't mean nothing to me, because money cannot buy me love, okay?
Women lie about money issues all the time. Women lie to themselves about how much money they have when they go shopping. They're constantly overspending, running up the credit card. So when she says she doesn't care if her man has money or not, she's a damn lie. Try moving in with a woman and be late on the bills a couple of times. If a woman feels like you don't have enough money to properly secure her, then she has a big time problem if you don't have any money. And even in relationships where a woman pays most of the bills, a woman will start bitching, complaining, and whining and disrespecting her man if she has to support her man. I haven't seen one example of a relationship where a woman took care of her man and she wasn't a constant nag or a bitch to that man. But if you work and she stays home, it's all good. But honestly, women don't even need money. They need security. But that's a whole different show. Maybe we'll touch on that later. Number three. Hey, baby. How many sex partners have you had in the past?
Black and Mal, I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, but I've been with 12 men in my life. I hope you don't think I'm a hoe.
Oh, no, no, baby. That's cool. I was just asking.
6 months later.
Hey, baby. How many sexual partners have you had in the past?
Black and Mal, I've only been with 15 men in my life. I hope that's a cool number for you.
Hey, what the fuck?
Women lie about the number of sex partners they've had. We already talked about this in Black and Mal's email, so let us move on. Number two.
Hey, baby. Have you ever been with another woman or fantasized about being with another woman?
Now, Black and Mal, I already told you that I have only been with 20 men in my lifetime, and all of those have been men. I'm in the church, boo. My pastor said that's a no-no. You think I'm some kind of hoe or something? Because I'm getting tired of having this conversation. 20 men, that's it. That's all I've ever been with. Not including you.
An interesting fact that I've noticed along the years is that approximately 75% of the women I have messed with have been bisexual or bi-curious. And there was nothing special about me. I'm sure a lot of the women you mess with were bisexual. They just didn't reveal it to you. Because a woman's not going to reveal that type of stuff about herself unless she feels that you can handle her sexuality. And let's face it, man, a lot of us cannot handle a woman's sexuality. So you have a lot of married men out here right now who have wives that are bisexual. But guess what? The men have no idea that their wives are bisexual. That's because the wife feels like she'll be judged if she opens up to her husband and tells him that she's bisexual. See, women like to do hoeish shit, but they don't want to be looked at as a hoe by you or society. Somewhere along the line, the husband has made some type of comment that frowned upon her belief system, and so she's not willing to open up certain parts of herself to her husband, which you would think she would be able to. Same thing with these girls you're going to meet out here. Anytime a woman tells you anything about her sexuality or the sexuality of her friends, because what women will do is test sexuality on you by telling you stories about their friend, tell you about Keisha and them. She'll tell you that Keisha pop locked and dropped it with another female on the dance floor at the club to see your response, to see if you react negatively to that. If your reaction is negative or you call Keisha a slut or a hoe, now she knows that she can't open up to you about her sexual past or her sexual freakiness because you're going to judge her. That's very important, fellas. Never crucify any sexual stories that your girl may tell you about herself, her friends, or anybody. Make it seem like all that shit is cool to you and you can accept that. That's how you get your girl to open up to you. Otherwise, she's going to close herself off about shit that she's done in her past. That's why women lie, the fear of being judged. And finally, number one.
Hey, baby, I was thinking and something don't sound right to me. Have you ever cheated on me before?
Black and Mal, look, I told you when we first got together, I only been with 30 men. 30 men, Black and Mal, how many times do I gotta tell you? And today the number is still the same, 35 men. Matter of fact, let's drop this subject, because I'm thinking we having some trust issues here. Have I ever given you a reason to doubt me?
Women will never admit to cheating on you just because you ask them, are they cheating? Just because you think you're having a heart-to-heart talk with your girl, women will take secrets to the damn grave with them. The only exception when they may tell you that they cheated is if they were on some revenge type shit, like you fucked up, now she's like on some type of vendetta shit where she's gonna fuck someone to get you back. She'll admit it then. Or if you present enough evidence in her face where she's backed in a corner and can't lie about it. Those are the only two reasons a woman will admit to cheating on you. Other than that, she's going to take the shit to the grave. Yeah, she sucked 5 dicks since she's been with you, but you'll never know if you don't have your evidence together. So hell yeah, women lie about cheating. And that concludes our top 10 list. I hope I was able to drop a little bit of game on you players. I'd like to remind you, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, The Game Club, go over to iTunes and leave a little review on the show. And then after that, take your ass over to The Game Club blog. That's where we talk about the show after the show. Hit us up at gameclub.wordpress.com. Gameclub.wordpress.com. That's The Game Club blog. If you have any questions for me to read on future shows, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. Askgameboy@yahoo.com. And don't forget to tell me where you're from. I'm glad you players were able to hang out with me today on another exciting episode of The Game Club. This is Game Boy, signing out. I'll holler at you on the flip side. Peace. Clint Hill chill. Red Hook look. That Flatbush push. Know what I mean? Cypress Hill feel. Crown Heights tight with it. The Williamburg swerve. Coney Island styling on it. Canarsie flossing. Park Slope dope, you know? It is. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?